Our last article this month celebrates our feline friends, nature's big winners. From ancient Egypt to the internet and London stage, cats, it seems, always come out on top.
Genetic genius. Cats, big and small, have adapted to almost every environment imaginable. There are leopards in the Himalayan snows and desert lions in the sands of Namibia. There are cats that live high in the canopy of the South American rainforests. And, in Asia, the little-known fishing cat has webbed feet and spends much of its life in water. But perhaps their most successful adaptation of all came around 12,000 years ago, when humans began to farm and store the grain they harvested. Wild cats were attracted because of the numerous mice and rats to be found. This also benefited humans, and so began a long relationship that continues today. Though who really domesticated who is not so clear.
Idolized and demonized. Cats were revered in ancient Egypt, with the goddess of love, Bastet, having the head of a cat. But only now is the extent of Egyptian cat worship being understood. An ancient cemetery in Beni Hassan was found to contain no fewer than 300,000 mummified cats, for instance, and owners would shave off their own eyebrows in grief when their cat died. It was also a capital offence to kill a cat. The Persians knew this, according to the Greek historian Herodotus, and once released dozens of cats during a battle, causing the Egyptian army to surrender rather than risk killing one. For some reason, though, cats were diabolized in Europe in the Middle Ages. Suspected of being in league with the devil, large numbers were exterminated, which probably helped spread the bubonic plague. So cats clearly had the last laugh there.
Digital celebrities. As cats entered the 21st century, they extended their territory by colonizing the internet. From the early days of memes with a cute cat asking, "I can has cheeseburger?" The digital cat phenomenon has produced global celebrities such as Grumpy Cat and Moru, famous for his obsession with getting into boxes. Why cats rather than dogs? The answer, it has been suggested, is that the canine world is naturally sociable, with owners meeting each other's dogs in parks. But cats are indoor creatures, so their owners use the internet to create a virtual park to introduce their pets to others over social media. This hasn't been good news for black cats, by the way, which are no longer considered desirable because they don't look as good in photos.
Cultural phenomenon. When British composer Andrew Lloyd Webber had an idea for a musical about cats, most theatre professionals thought he was mad. But after convincing 500 private individuals to finance it, his 1981 production of Cats became one of the biggest successes of all time. 20 years on stage in London and New York, translated into 10 languages and seen by around 70 million spectators. Almost two decades before The Lion King, it pioneered the idea of a singing and dancing spectacle with humans playing animals, and made those 500 investors a lot of money in the process.
Cat criminals. In any fictional battle between good and bad, cats will be found with the villains. James Bond's archenemy is never without a cat on his lap, while Batman is locked in a love-hate relationship with the sexy and amoral criminal Catwoman. Cats have also given their name to an entire criminal class, cat burglars, who silently break into houses using brains and agility. More seriously, ecologists now accuse cats of being responsible for the deaths of around 4% of birds, or billions, every year. Their advice? Keep your feline friend indoors.